Welcome to the new episode of Success is Not Luck, our great format, which is available not only as a podcast already at episode number 25, but also as a YouTube video. You can find the link in the show notes. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please do so, because videos that do not appear in the podcast will soon be released there. So, it's worth it there too. And now we continue with our wonderful topic on myths of time management, analogous to our delicious menu at the Star Restaurant. And we have reached course 5. Traditionally, this would be a course with fish or seafood, but there is certainly a great vegetarian or vegan option if you prefer that. In any case, the following story is both meat and fish free, but certainly extremely educational. We accompany our main character, Nicole, today, who lives in a small, bustling town. Nicole is known for her ambition and her desire to advance in her career. She works in a marketing firm and dreams of one day leading this department to lead. But Nicole has a big problem, a big challenge. She firmly believes that she can do everything best herself. No one can do it better than she can. The best results only come when she does it personally and doesn't involve anyone else. This means every morning Nicole has an endless list of tasks. That's why she's the first in the office and the last to leave. And her colleagues admire her for her work ethic. Nicole, on the other hand, often feels exhausted and overwhelmed. Your boss, Mr. Muller, notices this and calls you into his office one day. Nicole, he says with a friendly smile, I see how hard you work and you will certainly go far in this company. I am also worried about you at the same time. You cannot do every task alone. You can't do it alone. Nicole sighs and looks embarrassedly at her hands and then says, I know, Mr. Müller, but I just want to make sure that everything is perfect. And if I do it myself, then I can control the quality. And if someone else does it, then I hand it over and can no longer ensure my high quality standard. Yes, and you may have already noticed which myth we are dealing with today. Namely, the myth that productivity requires you to do everything yourself. Only then are you truly productive. Only then will the results be really, really good. And surprisingly, that can severely impact your efficiency. But let's take a closer look at that. First of all, why is this myth so extremely widespread? Yes, the idea of having to do everything yourself often comes from the feeling of wanting to maintain control and ensure that everything is done perfectly. And the need for control can then lead us to overextend ourselves. And our efficiency, our productivity suffers from it. Furthermore, many people think that delegating is a sign of weakness or inability, although it actually represents the opposite, because delegating is an essential component not only of good leadership and entrepreneurship, but also of effective time management and productivity. By delegating tasks to others, we can focus on our core competencies and ensure that the work is done efficiently. Furthermore, we also have the opportunity and the time to check the quality of what we have delegated afterward to see if it is in order or to introduce another checkpoint that does exactly that. So, delegating allows us to utilize the strengths and abilities of others, which often leads to better results. And many of you know my concept with virtual assistants and why I delegate a lot to them. And if you ever want an episode on this, some have already told me, then please write it in the comments under this episode or message me on Instagram at der.rendite.doctor. And then, I will also very soon record a great episode on virtual assistants, how to find them, how to use them, what they can do, what they possibly cannot do, what the limits of virtual assistants are. This, and man, see if So how do you lead or delegate effectively now? And first of all, something very, very important comes up, and some of you might get a cold shiver down your spine. Planning and trust. First, you need to identify the task that can be delegated and consider to whom you could give it. Then select the right people whose skills and knowledge precisely match the task you want to delegate. Clearly and communicate. So not just say what it's about, but what result I expect. Then also hand over responsibility and not constantly question and turn into micromanagement. Like, please give me your interim goals every day, or I'll look over your shoulder again while still providing support. Offer to be available for questions and follow-up questions. But basically, let the person carry out the task independently. And when you do that, you are not alone, because many successful leaders and entrepreneurs are masters of delegation. For example, Steve Jobs was known for delegating tasks to extremely capable employees, allowing him to focus solely on the vision and strategic direction of Apple. But even in everyday life, delegating can help by, for example, delegating housework or smaller projects to colleagues, employees, or even family members. I always say it's better to work on the business than in the business. And let's just use business as a placeholder for your task bundle. Well, back to the story. Nicole is still sitting with Mr. Müller, and he nods understandingly and says, "I understand that you have high standards for yourself, but being a perfectionist can also affect your productivity." How about you? Have you ever thought about delegating things? And Nicole furrows her brow at first and says, "Isn't that a sign of weakness?" Yes, and Mr. Müller also emphasizes quite the opposite. Delegating is actually a sign of strength, trust, and leadership skills. It shows that you are able to delegate responsibility to trust others. Yes, and ultimately that is really something every leader must master. And Nicole takes an example, gathers her courage, and the next day she identifies some tasks in her endless to-do list that she could generally delegate, and asks a colleague, for example, to take care of the research for a new project. And then she also asked her colleague Thomas to prepare the presentation for the next meeting. In doing so, she clearly explains what she expects and sets clear deadlines. And now comes the big surprise. Both her colleague Anna and her colleague Thomas deliver outstanding work. And Nicole is not only impressed by the skills, but realizes, wow, okay, delegating does not have to lead to a decrease in overall quality. It can also lead to an increase in quality, and at the same time, what decreases is her own workload. At the same time, the team's strength emerges for the first time. And with this newly gained time, Nicole can focus on strategic tasks and her own development. Yes, we are jumping a bit in time. A few months later, Nicole is not only more relaxed, but also more productive than ever before. She has learned that she doesn't have to do everything herself, but delegates and delegates gladly and often, allowing her to concentrate her energy. And Mr. Müller sees that too. Sees how Nicole masterfully manages her tasks, how she delegates to employees and colleagues, and tells her, "I am impressed by your development. You have implemented this wonderfully and have now shown that you are not only a hard worker, but also a smart leader." And I have a surprise for you. I hereby offer you the role of department head. This is what Nicole always wanted to achieve through her hard work, but probably never would have managed with just her own hard work. Yes, Nicole is naturally grateful, beams with joy, accepts the offer, and promises to continue using the art of delegation to advance both her own productivity and that of the team. Yes, and there is something in this format that even I cannot do myself. I have to delegate it, so to speak, but in the form of a request. I now do it occasionally, just as I have shown in this episode. I hereby delegate the tasks to you. Please rate this episode with a thumbs up or 5 stars and then share this episode with someone who could really use it. You don't need to write a comment. Just send it and see how the person reacts. This is not just delegating, but my expectation of you, and I'm setting a deadline for you. You have exactly 1 minute after this episode. The format is called Success is Not Luck. But always remember, today is a good day to be happy. We'll hear each other in the next episode.